Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Ask an Assistant, the podcast for executive assistants and the people that love us. I'm your host, Jess Lindgren. Let's get to work. Right up at the top, I would love to acknowledge the fact that it is Administrative Professionals Week this week. Give last week's episode, episode 16, a listen if you haven't already. I lay out some of my thoughts there on the week and the day and ways that folks in corporate America might consider celebrating the administrative professionals in their lives. Thing two, there is not a question this week. I rather am sharing some of my thoughts on an experience that I had and would love to hear your thoughts. So right up at the top, askanassistant.com, please feel free to reach out and let me know what you think about this week and any week's episode. This week, we are talking about a situation that I encountered with a friend who was running an event, and they asked me for some help in advance. I was happy to do it, run a couple errands here in town, order a few things via my Amazon account. They don't have a Prime account, and I am slowly but surely trying to wean myself off of the reliance on Jeff Bezos and his monstrosity that is Amazon.com. But in the meantime, since I still have an account, very happy to help order things in advance. No problem there. But then the day before the event, they called me up in a panic and they said, Jess, I really need like a dozen flash drives. And so I said, okay, well, you've got a few options, most of which will involve you physically going to a store to pick them up. And they said, you know, can I peek around your Amazon account? I don't want you spending the time doing the research. To which I said, sure, go ahead. And they tried to find an option that would allow them to pick up same day at an Amazon locker, which I haven't done since I lived in San Diego. So it's been almost 3 years since I've done that. I don't even know where the local Amazon locker is where I live now. I don't know what the order minimums are. You kind of have to get lucky and find a product that suits your needs. In this case, they wanted thumb drives that were like 2 to 4 gigs. And when they looked at any local stores, they were only finding options for buying individually and things that were like 16 plus gigs, which is way more than they needed. But it just brings me around to one of my favorite things that I love to keep in mind, which is the triangle, if you will, of good, cheap, and fast. So in this instance, good would have meant a, let's say, 10 pack of 2 to 4 gig thumb drives that fit within the budget that could be picked up on the same day. If you're familiar with this, we're just going to call it the good, cheap, fast triangle for the purposes of this conversation that we're having here today. But basically, three things, like I said, good, cheap, and fast. And generally speaking, you can only pick two. If you want something to be good and cheap, so in this instance, we want a 10-pack of thumb drives that fit within the budget, it's not going to be fast. It's going to be really difficult to make that happen before tomorrow's event. If you want something to be fast and good, you want something that you can pick up today, that's going to be a 10-pack of 2 to 4 gig thumb drives, it's not going to be cheap. It's going to cost you way more than if you had planned even 48 hours in advance. If you want something cheap and fast, it's not going to be good. If you're looking for something that's going to fit within your budget that you can pick up today, you might not even be able to find 2 to 4 gig thumb drives. You might be scraping through someone's supply closet of promotional materials and get branded thumb drives that are 256 megs or something like that, like not even one full gigabyte. So I totally understand it, and I've been there myself when it comes to a last-minute request from an executive, something that you ordered weeks ago. You just forgot to check it off your list, and it didn't show up, and now it's go time, and you really have to have it. I've been there. I can totally sympathize, but in this instance, I was dealing with a friend who works at a nonprofit, so budget is really kind of the top consideration, and feeding into even the cheap of it all, you're going to spend your time, which is the one finite resource that all of us have. There is no It is not a renewable resource. It is not something that you can get more of. You can't go to the store and buy more time. You're going to spend all that time trying to find something that fits within the budget. So definitely, I really encourage folks to just kind of wing it if something like that comes up. For me personally, though, too, the calculus of what constitutes cheap really changes. If someone is able to get me fast and good, I don't worry so much about the cheap. Like my feelings, my personal feelings on what constitutes cheap or affordable really changes. Because if you can get me something that's fast and good, if you can get me same day and it's the 10 pack of 2 gigabyte drives that I wanted, I might have 2 or 3 times the budget that I originally had to save myself the time and effort of needing to do a ton of research or go to 15 different Best Buy stores to try and track them down. So that's just me personally. Something that you may have heard me say a time or two on this show is a lack of planning on anyone else's part does not constitute an emergency on my part. Again, I totally do my best to sympathize, empathize, offer what resources, solutions, thoughts that I have, and then move on with my day. And then on top of that, if this is an event that's going to happen again in the future, add it to your list. Talk about it in your debrief. You know, hey, if we had planned even a couple days in advance, we could have used the Amazon account. We could have ordered this. We could have gotten exactly what we wanted. Is this something that we're going to need for a future event? If we bought a 10 pack, whether it was in person or something that we ordered online, did we use all 10? Do we have a handful that we can use for the next event? Did we only use 5 and now we only need 5 for the next event so that one pack of 10 can spread across 2 events? There's just a lot of calculus that goes into it on the back end of that good, fast, cheap triangle. And the more that you can get out ahead of it, the better. But again, I know last minute things happen to all of us and we just hit the ground running and do our best. So no real question this week, more of an experience and some of my thoughts. I would love to know from you what your thoughts are on the good, fast, cheap. If there are things that maybe it's more of a rectangle or a quadrangle. It's got more than just the 3 good, fast, cheap. You know, what are your thoughts there? I would love to hear from you. And happy Administrative Professionals Week for sure. Happy Administrative Professionals Day tomorrow, if that's something that you celebrate. And until next week, take care.